We've been thinking about certain things, certain topics, which we end up glorifying a lot. And we just wanted to discuss some of them today. Right? So, Deepak, why don't you start off?
Yes, I think one thing which does get glorified a lot is multitasking. And people tend to take pride in being able to do multiple things at the same time. What they don't realize though is they're not actually multitasking, they're just switching between tasks. And the cost associated with switching between tasks is a huge one to pay. Without getting into the science of it, I think just a simple example really helps, right? So let's say you are on a call and then you start attending to emails and you start attending to work pings that happen over Slack, over WhatsApp. Now, each one of these involve you switching from what's going on in the call to, let's say, a WhatsApp message to an email. And every time the context is changing. So your brain takes some time to absorb the new context, react to it. And sometimes before even completing what needs to be done about that, we switch to another task. And then again, the whole cycle continues where you have to absorb the context again. So this cost of switching is enormous and people don't realize this at all.
You know, so if I also think from my experience, so when I was doing my startup, there was a phase where I was handling like 9, 10, 12 projects in a week, different projects, right? And people used to not congratulate, but praise me for being able to handle so much. And I also felt like that I'm doing a lot. I'm caring for things. I'm doing a lot of different things. What I didn't realize that I was measuring my progress or my contribution by the quantity of the things that I'm doing. And after some time, I realized that most of the things that I'm doing are not achieving the desired result. They're not really adding that much value. And then I took a hard call that I won't be doing so many things at a time. And I'll just put a stop to it. Even if I have some extra time, it's better to spend more time on lesser number of things than actually trying to add as many as you can.
Couldn't agree more there. And I think talking of quantity, in my profession, which is, you know, management consulting, what does get glorified is also the number of hours. Perhaps that's the second thing I would want to talk about on this topic. People take pride in working like 80-hour work weeks, 90-hour work weeks. That does have an impact on both physical and mental health. I don't know if you have encountered this in your profession of having run a startup in this whole startup community. What's your experience with that?
I think it's very similar. So when you start off with a company, most of the advice that you hear is about hustling, is about being able to put in that extra work which other people are not willing to do. And that sort of becomes embedded in your mind. And it takes a toll, both personally. And I feel now, after working for some time, that it doesn't add that much value. So when you have some bit of free time, it's not like that you switch off completely, right? You sometimes think a bit more, you think long term. And when you are working a lot, you're mostly executing things. And in that sort of mind space, you forget the bigger picture sometimes. And talking about the personal side of it, if you're spending so much time on your work, there's very little that you can do in your personal life. And you sort of also assume that it's okay. While if you had some bit of extra time, you would probably want to explore things. You would probably want to meet friends and do other things with that time, which probably isn't worth it in the long run. And I think it also, along with that, something which also comes is the whole work hard, party hard sort of lifestyle, right? That because you have now worked a 14-hour day, now you think that you have a right to enjoy a 3-hour, 6-hour party late into the night, which again causes more problems. And I think you also had some thoughts on how it affects sleep and other functions, other bodily functions.
Yeah. And I think that's the third thing, right? I would want to highlight as something that's glorified more than it should be. When you're, you know, partying hard in order to make up for all the working hard, you end up compromising on sleep. What again tends to get glorified is, you know, I'm on like a 3 hour sleep today. I'm on 5 hour sleeps per day through the week. Sleeping less has a very bad effect on your mood the next day. So you're much more groggy. You are not as aware. And it also has a very bad effect on the kind of food that you consume. So the brain tends to gravitate towards high calorie foods. You end up eating junk a lot more, and it sets off a whole vicious cycle there. Of course, this gets progressively worse if, you know, party hard involves having a lot of alcohol, you know, which again has an impact on the quality of sleep that you get. It's a very common myth that alcohol helps you sleep better, but it's actually not true. The second half of your sleep is actually a lot more disturbed because of alcohol. So that again doesn't really work out. What else comes to mind in terms of things that you feel are just glorified beyond what they should be?
One sort of recent phenomena which I've encountered and started thinking more on is this whole concept of upgrading lifestyle continuously over and over. So when I was starting up, I wasn't earning any money for a long period of time. Right? But then after that, started earning a bit more money. And with that came some changes in my lifestyle, like buying a new iPhone, taking a better flat on rent. And what I realized is that soon those sort of things became a signal of my progress. And when that happens, you sort of get into the phase where your goalpost, that also keeps on going further and further. And with each sort of progress, you again upgrade your lifestyle, which again makes your goalpost go further. And in the long run, what it does is it takes away some financial freedom from you, because even though you're earning more, you also have a lot of expenses, and it's hard to get out of those expenses, either because there's long-term commitment or just it's because you're not ready to downgrade. Right. And
especially when you are externally publicizing this upgrade in lifestyle, which is, you know, on Instagram and on Facebook, where you just put all of what you're doing out there, and it almost becomes like a social obligation that you need to continue to do all of that, because people know that you are going to advance in your career, and therefore your lifestyle should also go along with it. But how do you snap out of this? How do you think one can get out of this vicious cycle?
So one thing which has worked for me is, even if you're buying some expensive thing, it's very important that you don't make it part of your identity. You don't make or you don't get value because of that thing. You just enjoy that thing. So the flat that I was talking about, like, people used to come there and see that the flat is good, and I could see that thing forming in me that I value people's perception of me because of the house rather than the house itself. And when it's starting to happen, it's best to get out of that. I think that's a really important thing whenever you're purchasing something expensive or trying to just upgrade your lifestyle.
And you've been able to do that?
I think so. Like, I left my house. So I think that's a positive sign.
Great. All right. So I think those are four things we spoke about. What gets glorified but shouldn't be. I wonder if the audience has more things on their mind. And that's a food for thought we leave for them.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
And thanks for hearing.